Greetings in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I'm indeed grateful for this opportunity to share my testimony with you. A big thank you to Good News Community Radio, management and staff. All glory and honor belongs to King Jesus. My name is Alan Subramani. On the 28th of December, I went out to do some shopping. Walking back to my vehicle, I felt weak and drained out. I prayed to the Lord to give me strength. I drove back to work but did not get off the vehicle. I contacted my boss and told him what I had just experienced. I also contacted my sister, who asked me not to enter the work premises but to come past the house on my way home from work. I was met at the gate with my vitamin packs ready for me, and my sister suggested that I have a COVID test done. That's when the reality of the situation set in. I began to cry, knowing at that moment there were so many people who were losing their lives due to COVID. My sister prayed for me and encouraged me that Jesus promised never to leave us, nor would he forsake us. I went home and isolated myself. While in isolation, I could hear emergency vehicles go past our house. On certain days, there were even funeral processions going past. At this time, I was getting a little anxious. That night, thoughts were running through my mind that I need to get a will done. Then I was thinking, there's so many things we haven't done as a family as yet. This really bogs your mind. I made a decision that I will turn on the radio and listen to messages and praise and worship. I switched on to Good News Community Radio and iWay Radio. I promise you, this was so uplifting and strengthening. It was like the speakers were talking directly to me. I made it through the night. Thank God for the medium of radio. The next day, the 29th of December, I went for a COVID test. I was told that my results will be out within 48 hours. But I must take note, they are working with hundreds, if not thousands, of tests, and it may take longer during this time. Being isolated from a family wasn't easy, but I had to do this to safeguard my family. It was now the 31st of December, and still no results. I tried calling the lab, but there was no answer. So on the 2nd of January, I went for a second test to a different test station. On the 3rd of January, I received results that I was COVID positive. On the 4th of January, which was a Monday, I went to my doctor for treatment. I was put on a drip and given a jab. Now, because my family was exposed to me already a week prior to me isolating, the doctor also administered antibiotics to them. By the 5th of January, things took a turn for the worse. I was coughing blood and a blackish substance. And at the same time, now my wife started showing symptoms of COVID, loss of taste, loss of smell, and body pains. On the 6th, I had to go back to the doctor for treatment. This time, he started treating me for COVID pneumonia, and my wife started her treatment. We were all given a drip and oxygen. On returning home, now my wife had to isolate as well. At night, I used to leave my phone in her room, playing praise and worship songs. And in my room, I used to listen to Good News Community Radio. My three sons had to nurse the both of us, bringing us meals and medication. And they were doing all the household chores. We also thank God for our extended families and friends who cooked hot meals and brought it for us, supplying us with vitamin packs as well. The Bible says God will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory. And we saw all our needs being met also at this time. While reading the Bible, I was directed to the book of Joshua. And I came through the passage of scripture where it records the Jericho walls coming down. And I felt a prompting within me that the walls of COVID is coming down. And at this time, the messages on the radio was about faith. Put your faith in action. When family and friends called to find out how we were doing, I told them, the doctor said I'm positive, so I'm going to stay positive. All will be well in Jesus' name. The enemy wasn't happy about this. By the 7th of January, my second son, Timothy, started showing symptoms of COVID. Now, three of us had to isolate. My other two sons had to move to the lounge where they slept. And now there are three patients to take care of. On the 8th of January, my wife's oxygen levels dropped. My son had to take her for oxygen. Then on the 10th again, she needed oxygen. On the 11th, my wife had to go back to the doctor. This time, another drip and oxygen. We were encouraged with the word of God, which says in Psalms 91 verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 on your right, but it won't come near you. Thank God, my cough started to slow down. My phlegm was changing color. Every time I coughed up phlegm, I said, it's clearing. Thank you, Jesus. And sure enough, it did clear. As a precautionary measure, my two sons went for a test on the 14th of January, and their test came back negative. On the 17th of January, my wife and I went for a test, and these results came back negative. We give God all the glory, all the honor, for great things that He has done. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. My late mom and dad always taught us memory verses. Mom's verse to us was Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Dad's verse to us was Hebrews 13, verse 5. Jesus promised never to leave us, nor to forsake us. He will be with us even to the end of the world. We put our trust in God, and He saw us through. He never left us, and He never will. Don't give up on the brink of your miracle. Jesus loves you and cares for you. Thank you. Stay blessed.